Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here. Blue Jay fans, gosh, that was a tough one last night, wasn't it? I mean, we were riding a high, obviously, the two home games where the Jays were so in control. And then last night, I mean, it started in control. 6-1 at one time for the Jays. Lose the game 9-6, and things just kind of seemed to come unraveled. The mound, the pitching, not great. They had to have numerous pitching changes. We saw some errors happening, some missed opportunities, players left on base, and I mean, give it to the Yankees. They've got some strong players. Judge hit a nice home run, three-run shot. That tied things up, and then it was just kind of like that was the momentum changer. So we'll see how it goes tonight, game four tonight. It would be nice for the Jays to win, give themselves a little bit of a break before they head into the next series of the playoffs. Well, I've been in this role over the last couple of years. I've had the opportunity to do some great community visits. So obviously I spend the majority of my time between Saskatoon and Regina. I'm in those two communities the most. But the opportunity to visit and get to meet and connect with leaders in other communities has been outstanding. And it was only about, a couple months ago now that I was able to pay a visit to the Battle Fords. And what an incredible opportunity that was. I mean, number one, seeing some of the great amenities there are. Talked about the Fred Light Museum, went there, the Saskatchewan Hospital. Wow, I was super impressed with what we saw. Then we did a bit of a meet and greet at the Chamber of Commerce office, and there was a number of people there where we had the opportunity to connect. In fact, the mayor of North Battleford was there, Kelly Houghton. I was happy to connect with her. The mayor of Battlefords was away on business at that time, so I didn't meet Mayor Ames Leslie, but today I have both mayors joining me on the line for a check-in from the Battlefords. I've got Kelly Houghton, who is the mayor of Battleford. Thank you so much for being here, Mayor.
Mayor of North Battleford, thanks for having me.
and the mayor of Battleford, Ames Leslie, thank you for being here today.
Good morning, Evan.
Great to have you both here. I loved, Kelly, that meet and greet that we had there. You've got some great leaders in that community, and I thought it was a great hour and a half that we got to spend together.
Oh, I agree. We have an incredible group of regional leaders that are really trying to work together to keep improving the Battlefords all the time. I'm grateful that Mayor Ames had the time to join us here today too.
Yeah, so let's talk about that relationship, because the Battlefords is a very unique community with those two side-by-side communities essentially attached at the hip, but in many ways separate communities. Mayor Leslie, can you talk about that?
Absolutely. I think, it's fair to start that we've had our growing pains over the years, right, as municipalities trying to keep our autonomy and create our uniqueness. And when Mayor Houghton was elected here a year ago, almost a few weeks from now, we've come to the realization that the Battlefords need to be the Battlefords together if we want to grow and survive and be an attraction for people from right across this amazing country to come, live, work, and play in our community. For us to be successful, we can't be successful alone anymore. So mm-hmm. We very much created this unity and this one Battlefords approach, but still able to create our own uniqueness and autonomy in our communities.
How often is it that the two communities are working together? So let's talk about the new arena and the event center that's planned. Is that something, Mayor Houghton, that the two of you collaborate very closely on?
Absolutely. It's actually been a regional effort outside of the town and city as well, with the RMs, First Nations, and tribal councils involved here as well. But the mayor of Battleford, Mayor Ames, and I work closely on a lot of projects. We've got a few significant projects coming up in the area. One of the most urgent, of course, being a renewal of a regional arena and event center. But of course, there's healthcare facilities that serve our region that we need to work together on. Schools, we're talking with the province about a regional college redevelopment. That's something that we need to work together on. These things don't happen without good partnerships, and good partnerships are not effective without the trust that we've been able to achieve with one another.
I mean, it's such a unique situation, and I'm curious to know, like, is there, and maybe this is a tough question to ask with both of you on the phone together, is there a healthy competition between communities, or is it really an all-in work together for the betterment of the region attitude?
Oh, absolutely. We're actually having our fifth annual City versus Town Golf Challenge today. So we find some unique ways to bring some of that competitive, you know, into a professional but a fun way. But at the same time, you know, we do compete at the same level for same fundings from the governments. But there's been projects, you know, we had to redo the old bridges, which you've probably seen, which is the iconic image of the town of Balliford.
Sure.
We relied heavily on the City of North Balliford for endorsement for that project for you know, three levels of funding, right? And if it wasn't for them to help us. But, yeah, we have some competition over the years, and we have some disagreements as well.
Yeah, and I think, like, municipally, over the years, Evan, we probably have competed more than we've collaborated, which I think Mayor Ames and I, we recognize that that competition is not always driving investment into our region, and we're constantly looking at ways as we move forward, how do we collaborate to make sure the Battlefords is a great area, not only for economic investment, but for tourism and for resident experience, because both communities, both sides of the rivers, serve various needs for members of our community and our region.
Mm-hmm. Proud to have their worships joining me from the Battlefords this morning. I've got Kelly Houghton, the mayor of North Battleford, and Ames Leslie, the mayor of Battleford, joining us. Before I leave the arena project, because an arena, an event center, as we know in many locations in this province, can be very much the hub of the community. Things can really spoke off and sprout off from that central hub. Where are we at? Have you hit any roadblocks? How close to getting going on this are we?
Well, we are currently we're working with regional leadership to develop a governance and decision-making model, but we've got a feasibility study, almost shovel-ready plan. We've got a group of volunteers starting some fundraising. They haven't actually executed the start of that yet, but they're getting the bones built for that fundraising campaign. The biggest roadblock I think we have right now is intergovernmental funding from the federal government. So I'm just on the heels coming back from Ottawa last week, where I represented the Battlefords with a group of mayors, as well as Minister Schmaltz, Minister Cheveldayoff with the provincial government, Suma and SARM. And we were really advocating to the provincial government about the need for tripartite infrastructure funding for something like a recreational facility, because you know, a lot of people view a recreational facility as a nice to have, but we know recreational opportunities reduce crime down the line. Facilities like a regional arena can become an evacuation center, possibly for the northwest of Saskatchewan. These facilities are about more than playing hockey. They're about a lot more safety and community well-being pieces as well.
Mm-hmm. My daughter was a paramedic, actually, for the better part of 3 years working in North Battleford. So I feel like over the last 5 years or so, she's now working in Regina. But I made many trips up there, not just moving her up there, but visiting her. She was actually there for a part of the pandemic, which, of course, was a bit of a challenge. But I got to know the city very well. I got to know the golf courses, lots of different and real positive things going on up there. Well, how is housing? Maybe Mayor Leslie, I'll come to you on this, because we are hearing that housing continues to be a problem, whether it's homes, individual homes for people, or maybe multi-person dwelling units. Where are things in your community with that?
Yeah, I would say that we're in the probably the area of not having enough housing, and I'd use affordable housing that. As we start to grow this community and then attracting more investment, you know, we've identified that we do lack that affordable housing sector of the business. You know, reading the Realtors Association email that came out yesterday, there was, you know, 1,538 homes changed hands in the province in September. You know, so the houses are moving quickly, but we just don't have enough for everybody in our community. And we're definitely, you know, the city and town have been working together to try and address that, because if we want to bring big scale commercial and industrial businesses to our community, we definitely need to make sure there's somewhere for their employees to live.
Are there any federal or provincial incentives that can help you with that, Mayor Leslie?
Well, there's the federal one, but until they pass a budget or bring back those housing funding, eventually we will look to use them. But we just need to find some contractors to build the houses as well. That's sure. Another part of our community and the province that is a struggle right now, is to find somebody willing to just build four or five homes at a time and be able to have some profit for themselves to do it.
Ames Leslie, the mayor of Battleford, joining me along with Kelly Houghton, the mayor of North Battleford. Mayor Houghton, I remember quite well, I saw an article right after you did what was your first State of the City address at the Decker Center. You said, we're down by one heading into the third period. You got my attention by using that hockey reference. You talked about it's time to switch up the strategy. Can you talk about A, what you meant by that, and B, what steps you've been able to take to achieve that?
Well, what I meant by that is exactly what we've been talking about in this interview, switching up the strategy for the Battlefords to step out of a competitive zone within our region and step into a collaborative model where we can actually get across the finish line on some industry, on some economic development projects, on housing that Mayor Ames was talking about. These things don't happen if we work in silos. When we're competing regionally for a voice or a share with the provincial or federal government, it's really hard to build a case that this is what's important to the region. We're viewed as a region for anybody that drives through. People don't come here and say, I'm in North Battleford. Oh, I'm in Battleford. They come through the Battlefords. They right. come through what's collectively ours. So that's the biggest thing I think we've turned the tides on, and I really believe we're seeing success.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk a bit about crime? Because I know that's been a pressure, and I think if I can speak for what I feel the messaging you've been giving, Mayor Houghton, it's a narrative you're trying to change. You're trying to make some changes overall in that area. Can you talk about crime, safety, and some of the investments that have been made there?
Yeah, well, we're trying to look at this all through a community wellness lens. As you know from your experience, criminal element is not all just about police and prison cells. It's also about tending to the social needs of people, a lack of housing, a lack of supports for addictions or mental illness in those types of situations. So some of the work we're doing on the housing front, for example, the Friendship Center is in the works of getting another transitional house with 8 units built in the city, and that's supported through the town and the city and our Community Development Corporation. We've got some changes coming within the Battlefords Housing Authority of designated use of one of our major apartment buildings to allow more single families or single individuals into some apartment spaces that are very underutilized. We're really working hard within our downtown on enforcement. So we're doing a lot of police patrols, community safety officer patrols, but we're also trying to look at the wellness lens of how do we support people that have needs? These are crimes of survival. We're advocating for an increase of PACT teams within our RCMP units because we know that the PACT team is able to help people that are in mental distress as opposed to just looking at the situation as a criminal element. Crime is no doubt it's an issue across Canada. It's not unique to the Battlefords. But as a regional hub city, we do need to take the lead on how we can help turn the tides for the region as well.
Kelly Houghton, Mayor of North Battleford, is one of two guests. I've got Mayor Ames Leslie joining me as well. Mayor Leslie, what would you say? We're drawing close to the end of our chat here. What would you say if I were to look at your desk right now, the top two or three priorities that you're working on?
Yeah, I think the big one would be housing. You know, finding a solution that we can bring more housing to our community. From a Battleford specific, as you probably would have been out here, we have a regional care health facility that is in the queue within the provincial budget for replacement. Right. So that would be a priority is to get that down the path. And as well, it would be, you know, Mayor Houghton had mentioned, you know, there's a lot of projects in every community, water infrastructure, recreation, that we have become accustomed to having three levels of government contribute to. So that would be the priority is to get that back with the feds. The province is at the table with some money for these type of projects, but the feds have not, the federal government have not made that decision yet. And that could make a big impact to the taxation values of every community across this province if the federal government doesn't come forward with some funding for infrastructure, water, sewer, for the city's, you know, rink or our rink in itself. So that is probably the number one priority is to make sure we have that three level of government funding.
Mm-hmm. Mayor Houghton, we see, and I think it's positive to report, that we're seeing growth in Saskatchewan in terms of population. Is your region seeing some of that growth?
Well, I mean, you know, census is coming up in 2026, and I think that'll be interesting for us to watch. The city itself, population's been quite stagnant since the 70s, but regionally we have been growing, and I'm anticipating we're going to see some growth in the city in the next census here. Just from the pressures we're seeing within the community, as Mayor Ames is talking about, housing, healthcare, education, you know, elementary and high schools, college, we've got these places busting at the seams. So all indications are that we're growing as well.
It's a beautiful part of the province, and I think you both are showing great leadership, even just by virtue of the fact you're coming on here together, tackling this together. Great work. Thank you so much for your time, Mayor Houghton, Mayor Leslie. We'll have you on again soon.
Thanks for visiting the Battlefords.
Always happy to come out there. It's a great part of the country, and I've got the list of not only places that I went to. I didn't get to the Saskatchewan Baseball Hall of Fame while I was. I drove by it. It's in Battleford. I drove by it. They've got the big baseball bat outside, but my next trip there, that's one of a few places. And what happened is, after I got back from that trip, I started getting messages from people in the region saying, did you go here? You should have checked this out. There's lots to see and do there. And I appreciate both Mayor Houghton and Mayor Leslie joining us here today on the show. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.